Hello again. Welcome to Series 4 of the Public Relations Podcast. I'm actually recording this a couple of weeks before I'm releasing this because at this moment I'm sitting in a hotel in Las Vegas in Sin City because I'm actually going to be giving a talk this afternoon at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas to a customer service conference called Support Driven 2022. And I'm going to be sharing how customer service professionals can use PR and journalism techniques to improve the way that they can communicate. And I thought in this first episode of Series 4 that I would actually share a few of the ideas that I'm going to be sharing with this audience this afternoon, because there's actually quite a lot of crossover between PR and customer support. But firstly, before all that, welcome back to the Public Relations Podcast. I cannot thank you enough for all the amazing comments and support that you've given me since I took that break a few months ago for my move to Australia. I've now emigrated to there, but I'm doing a little bit of traveling now. So thank you so much for your comments. It is so exciting to be back. Do keep reaching out to me. I really want to try and get more listeners of this show on, because I know you have got so much experience of what I'm talking about here, about PR, about communication, about connecting with audiences. And I want to get you on so that we can share some of these chats that we have with other people. Talking of chats, by the way, I've got one coming up next week with someone too, but I'll mention that a little bit more later. Let's talk about what's going on now. First of all, I'm here today in Las Vegas, and as I say, this afternoon I'm going to be going to University of Nevada at their Students' Union. It's a huge, great building. And you might think that there's not actually a lot that PR people can learn from customer support people. But if you think about it, customer support people get the full force of followers or customers or whoever in an organization. They get the brunt of the complaints. They get the problems, the feeling behind it. If they're coming through frustrated or angry or not happy with the product, it's showing that there is a problem with the message that we're putting across. Now, whether that message is being delivered badly by the product or whether it's being delivered badly by our marketing, we know that there's something going on with the relationship that we could be sorting out. So in fact, customer service people can be incredibly useful in getting a sense of the most frustrated of the people that we're trying to reach out to in our organization. I heard a talk yesterday, actually, at the conference from, I'm trying to remember her name. She's the head of escalations. She just started at the head of escalations for Grindr, which is the dating app, if you've not heard of this before. And they deal with the really angry people. Now, obviously, with the dating app, and this is what she was saying, is that you've got people who are making themselves quite vulnerable. So they're going to meet strangers in a romantic and emotional situation. So the people that come through to her are very frustrated or very fearful or very upset. And she was saying that the important thing is to be really genuine and authentic and to really get on their side and understand what it is that they're saying from their perspective. So not as a corporate body listening to someone, but as someone who is their friend. It was a really interesting talk. I'll have to share some more of that with you soon. Let me tell you a little bit about some of the messages that I'm going to be sharing in my talk this afternoon, though. And in fact, there's a whole bunch of points that I'm going to be putting across, but I thought I would share just two of them with you today, which I think are perhaps two that you could use straight away. And both of them I actually learned from journalism, but I applied in PR too. When I was a journalist, I think you know this, I was a journalist for many years. One of the best ways to connect with someone is to become their advocate. And what I mean by that is, instead of talking on behalf of your organization, you basically become their supporter, their defender, their advocate within the organization. And this is all about using language. So it's about using phrases like, let's do this, or actually, I think there'd be a great way that you could achieve that by doing this. Or another example that I'm going to be using this afternoon is, tell me a bit more about your goals. And let's see if I can work out a plan for how you can get there. The point is to get on their side, not to say, you can do this, we do this, this is our procedure. So by using phrases like that, by sounding like we're on their side, we actually start to develop a much stronger rapport with them. An example I'm going to give this afternoon, which doesn't immediately sound like PR, but if you think about the psychology behind it, I was interviewing this teenage solvent abuser many years ago in a park in the south of London in the UK. People don't realize how dangerous solvents can be. And he, fairly recently, high on solvents, which is like being drunk, but really hyper drunk, had tried to suffocate his grandfather. And I was trying to get him to tell the story because I wanted it to act as a warning. Now, what would have helped? Would it have helped if I'd gone and said to him, why the hell did you do this? No. So what I had to do was to start saying, well, you tell me your story. I want to understand what you went through, what you were thinking, what you were feeling. And so by doing that, by sitting back and saying, look, it's over to you, and I'm going to help you get your story across, he started to open up, and we got the most powerful, amazing bit of radio, which acted as a warning to people, and also just showed some of the dangers behind it. But what was I doing there? Was I doing anything that took any effort? No, it was simply about the use of language, and this is language we can use in our voices, and we can use in our marketing and the phrasing that we're using as well. Now, I say language, but as always, it's got to be authentic. You know, we've seen these sorts of phrases like we're in this together or we're going to do this together from marketers. And they're often so disingenuous because when you actually go to use the product or you become part of the organization, you find it's nothing like that. So you have got to say how you're going to help. You can't just say we're in this together. Why are we in this together? Be authentic. I think to sum it up, there is an element here of the law of reciprocity. I can never say that word right. Whenever you get that feeling that someone is doing something for you, you feel an emotional bond towards them. You feel a responsibility and you don't want to upset them. So by using this sort of language, we can start to build that connection. The second point out of the quite a few on that I'm giving this afternoon is the importance of leaning into people. Now, again, this is kind of like marketing stuff. We've all heard this before about the need to understand our avatar and to get inside their head and stuff like this. But one of the things you learn in journalism is that when you understand your audience, you mustn't try to just copy them. For example, if you're talking to teenagers, you shouldn't, I don't really know the language of teenagers anymore, but you shouldn't say sort of, oh, cool, or yo, this is great. God, I feel embarrassed to even saying this, but you know what I mean, that kind of language. If you copy people, it feels like you're mocking them. If you lean into their style, you connect with them. So from a PR point of view, what I mean by this is that, for example, if you're connecting with a formal audience, so let's say you're doing something which traditionally would be seen as dry, say accountancy, okay? And yet you know that your target audience are a younger demographic, then you might find that instead of just copying that, instead of suddenly trying to make your accountancy firm sound like it's being run by 20-year-olds, by leaning into some of their references, their cultural references, some of the things they're talking about, you're starting to sound more like them. You're connecting with them, showing relevance to them, but without sounding like you're mocking them or trying to pretend to be it. So the phrase here is about leaning into the style. Now, when you're doing journalism, when you're interviewing people, for example, if I go back to that chap in the park, I couldn't just go in there dressed in a suit and a formal way and do a sort of direct political interview. So I had to lean into that style in order to connect with him, because if I'd gone in there all guns blazing, it would never have worked. So what can you do with this stuff, say today, okay? So whether you're writing a tweet, talking to a customer, developing a relationship with people in any way at all, try using the language of being on their side. So be their advocate. Talk about it not from your organization's perspective, but from their perspective. And secondly, lean into their style. Think about your avatar. I think it's so easy at times to forget about the avatar. Think about their style, think about the language they use, think about the cultural references they use, and just lean into that style in what you're creating. There is so much more I'm going to be delivering today in this talk at the University of Nevada, and I'll share more of that with you over the coming weeks. Oh, next week, I mentioned this at the beginning, I've got a recording of a chat I had with Ilana Stareva. I've mentioned her before. I remember I was in Italy earlier this year, and I was talking about her book because I was reading it on holiday, and I wanted to share some of the lessons with you. Anyway, I finally got around to having a chat with her. And as we started chatting away, I was like, oh, we've got to record this. So I did, and I'm going to start sharing some of that with you next week. Right, I need to practice this speech one more time. Then tonight, from what I understand, we're going to be hitting the strip in Las Vegas. I've never been to Vegas at night, but I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. I'm really looking forward to that. And I will connect with you next week. In the meantime, feel free to reach out to me on email and via the website as well. Don't forget next week as well, that chat with Ilana Stareva. Oh, quick reminder, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com.